True Story, Part 1. Get ready to listen to this month's True Story.
William was Duke of Normandy, but after defeating Harold at the Battle of Hastings, he became King of England.
William the Conqueror. 1035. In the Duchy of Normandy.
William, I have sad news for you. Your father has died on crusade. Although you are only 8, you are now Duke of Normandy.
He is now aged 17.
That boy is too young to lead our people. I should rule in his place. He is also illegitimate, a bastard. His father never married his mother. She wasn't even a noble woman. Let's have him taken away tonight and killed. He's alone. He has no guards. It's now or never.
Quick! I must warn William! You must leave now! They're planning to kill you!
Huh?
My relatives have betrayed me. I will ask the King of France for help.
In 1047, with the help of the King of France, William wins a victory against the lords who wanted him removed from power.
Attack! We fight for William the Bastard!
In 1053, William marries Matilda of Flanders.
The lords have finally accepted me.
That is good news. Normandy needs peace. 6 years later...
What? That's impossible!
King Edward of England is dead. His brother-in-law Harold has taken over the throne.
Ah! The traitor!
Edward named me as his successor! Harold swore loyalty to me, but he has betrayed me. My dear barons, I need your help to invade England.
I'm with you. You can count on me and my men.
William has hundreds of ships built to take them across the sea to England.
These ships are strong enough to carry our horses.
A few months later, the fleet is ready.
The weapons and provisions are on board. We must wait for favourable winds to cross the channel.
On the 26th of September, 1066, the weather is good enough for the ships to cross the channel.
Look out, Harold. There are thousands of us.